This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women and all those listening to us right now here in the United States and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and, oh, yeah, the bulk mail centers, too, getting the mail rolling along. Thanks for all you do to keep America moving. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Frank Silvato, Managing Editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Iranian stand down. When you went to bed last night, what did you think you'd wake up to this morning?
Well, I was thinking there was going to be some action taken because Mitch McConnell came out and decided to telegraph what was said in a private strategy meeting at the White House.
You are absolutely right, and telegraphing he did, as did Lindsey Graham in the hallways of the Senate office building by saying Iran might have one less oil facility soon.
You know, and I call our side when they do stupid things just as much as I call the other side for doing stupid things. For 8 years, Barack Obama telegraphed what we were going to do, whether it was when troops were going to be leaving,
yep,
when they were going to be deployed, our intentions once we got to a battle area. You know, you never, ever, ever telegraph what your military is going to do. I have to call Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham on stupid because mm-hmm. You do not, unless they were trying to actually make sure it didn't happen, these guys came out and telegraphed what our military was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's the only motive that they could have unless they are incredibly stupid and opportunistic. You do not rush to a microphone to talk about what a military response is going to be to a world action ever, ever, ever. So, you know, got to call them on this one. Just a big boatload of stupid here.
Well, here's what we know, and here's what I knew, and I knew this a couple of hours ago, actually a little bit more than 2 hours ago, that the president had initially approved attacks on a handful of Iranian targets, which were including radar and missile batteries. The operation was actually underway in its early stages. When it was called off, we actually had planes in the air, and ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when word came to stand down. Now, United States Central Command, U.S. CENTCOM, and the Pentagon were they presented a bunch of options to the president through the national security and senior admission officials yesterday. And, of course, it was agreed that there would be a plan put in place. The strike did not happen, but it does not mean it won't happen in the future. It just means that right now these assets have been temporarily parked.
Yeah, because now the enemy knows, or they knew, that we were coming.
Right.
You know, and because of these...
And they moved some of the targets, I might add.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and well, and they oh, and they would, that, but because that's their modus operandi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why did they do that? Because these two morons got in front of television cameras and microphones and decided to say what was said in a meeting to discuss military strategy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of truth in that. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, the best thing to say is when they tell you to keep it quiet, you keep it quiet. And I sat on some things that, and by the way, Lindsey Graham violated his own rule. We had a telephone conference call with him, a group of talk show hosts, and we were told that you couldn't say something because it was off the record. And I'll be darned if Lindsey Graham didn't come out and say it in the Senate hallway yesterday.
Well, I mean, this is like 101. I mean, why? Unless it's for opportunistic and reasons of self-importance.
That's what it
why
was.
Would you? Mm-hmm. Why would you ever talk about military strategy to the media? Now, the media is stupid enough that they're going to run and blast it all over the place because, you know, we've got to win that almighty ad dollar, so okay. We have to be the first one to report
right.
something.
Let's see what this caller wants. Let's see. We've got a caller asking a question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sean in Tampa.
Okay, you've only got about 30 seconds because we're going to go to break, but go ahead.
Not that I've ever trusted Lindsey Graham and still don't. I think he's just looking for re-election here. But anyway, the only thing I can think of is maybe they wanted to see and they were watching to see where they would move all this stuff to and exactly what Iran would do when they knew that something was going to come. How, mm-hmm. what would their modus apparatus be?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I can think of as a possible scenario for
okay. the
stupidity
that's a good,
of that.
Good thought, and we'll talk about it. And thank you very much, Sean. You know, Frank, there was one town a ways away where it looks like they took one of their mobile missiles to and parked it right in the middle of town behind a seawall so you couldn't see it per se, but it's in amongst a bunch of residential houses.
The only problem I see with the caller's theory is that when we have position assets in position,
yep.
And planes in the air.
Yep.
This telegraphs to the enemy what we are going to do.
Yep, you're
so,
right.
So now they can understand our response.
Okay, hold that thought, and you are absolutely right. And they got a chance to test us, and we got a chance to test them. And I don't even know if there's a winner in this situation, but I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, because they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program that saves all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, active or retired, a ton of money on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with your approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for by going to MossFamilyAutomotive.com. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, FamilyAutomotive.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because when you go to sit down and make your deal, if you tell them that the captain sent you, they'll give you another $500 off your deal. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is here with us. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
We have got Catwoman on the line from your old home state, Effingham, Illinois, with a question. Okay, Catwoman, go right ahead and ask.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just had a question. I kind of agree with the both of you, the two of them coming out, and announcing what's going to be happening. Now, either they absolutely violated their security clearance, because you would think that issue would be, you know, high security. I mean, you don't go out and say that kind of information out. Or they did purposely put it out and had permission to do that, to either force them back to the table or something like that. But I have to agree, yeah, that was, if they did it without permission, it was pretty stupid on their part. And, you know, I would think they'd be pulled in and questioned something about doing that.
Okay.
And and if I could real quick about Dominican Republic.
Yep.
I was just wondering, has it just been Americans that have just been dying?
Yep.
Because I know there's people from other countries going to there, and they know who's coming and checking into certain rooms, you know, names where they're from, countries. You know, could this be a terrorist issue against just Americans, or has other people from other countries been dying also?
Well, it might be.
I haven't heard a word.
Yeah, okay, and thank you, Catwoman. Mostly it's been, to my knowledge, Frank, it's been Americans. There's been a handful, and I mean a very small amount of foreigners, but it's been mostly Americans. Now we're up to a total of 11 with a whole bunch of people sick on top of it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about any other foreign nationals being affected in the Dominican Republic, but that could be because our media is America-centric when it comes to topics like that. But if it is all Americans, absolutely, you're going to have to be checking into access to the rooms and whether or not it is an act of aggression against Americans exclusively.
By the way, Dave in Indiana is saying drop a Moab at night so more people can't see it.
Well, being that far from testing grounds when they actually deploy those things, I know that it makes a mark.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, but anyway, thing of it is when you talk about all of this that's going on over there in Iran, you have to go back to the men and women in the military and the job that they do, the fact that they CENTCOM gave them a mission to handle. They put the plan out there. It was in place. As I said, the planes were in the air. Everything was ready to go. And then, of course, it was stopped because of something that happened in terms of information that possibly came in. I'm thinking that maybe through a third party, we might have heard from Iran. What do you think?
It's possible. Iran's got a high arrogance factor about it these days with the actions that they're taking. So I don't know if they would play the North Korean game of be aggressive and then all of a sudden say, hey, we want to talk. To address Catwoman's point, it's a possibility. But I don't give it I don't have high confidence in that possibility. When we start moving assets and you have planes in the air, not only is that a major expense
mm-hmm.
to the defense budget, but it also telegraphs to the enemy how we would react.
Mm-hmm.
So to bluff them and say, hey, okay, go out and say this and let's see what they do, but have assets moving into place in order to execute a strike.
Mm-hmm.
It looks more like these people talked out of opportunism rather than being instructed to do so.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right in what you're saying there, and I totally agree with you. Okay. Now, we had the, Supreme Court yesterday make a decision, and it was over this religious cross, World War One monument religious cross that's visible to the highway in all directions, 40 foot high up in the air in Maryland, and they said, nope, it's okay to have that on public land.
Absolutely, it's okay to have that on public land. This is what people who bring lawsuits like this don't understand. They need to read the Constitution instead of believing they already know what it says and means.
Mm-hmm.
It says freedom of religion,
mm-hmm.
not freedom from religion. You know, religion has a place in the public square as well. They've been on this mission to expunge religion from everything public, and it's not the way the Constitution reads. Freedom of religion means that people have a right to practice their religion, and the government can't interfere with it. So if a group of people on a cemetery, whether it's national or whether it's private, decide to put a 1,000-foot cross in the air, they have the right to do it. So, there's been a war on religious symbols in the public square for a very long time going, this goes way beyond Judge Roy Moore and the Ten Commandments down in Alabama. This goes decades, decades back. This is a genesis out of the progressive movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody's going, well, he's saying progressive movement again, but it's the truth. They need to expunge God from everything that has to do with the public square and government. Because progressives believe that man should be the one that gets to decide what rights are and what rights aren't, instead mm-hmm. of the higher power and inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they need to expunge these things from the public square. And I'm glad the Supreme Court said, no, we actually read the Constitution, and it says of, not from.
Now, since you mentioned Judge Roy Moore, he made an announcement yesterday that he's running again for U.S. Senate after failing to win the seat 2 years ago. The Alabama GOP, I understand, is not very happy with him over there. They were trying to get another candidate, but we all know that the charges that were levied against him a couple of years ago were absolutely blatantly false.
No, let's see what the left comes up with this time. I mean, they can't keep dragging out the same skeletons that have been proven to be fake. You know, now that said, there's a primary process.
Yep.
So if the state GOP is angry because their anointed choice isn't going to be able to skip into the general election, good. Competition in the primary is always good.
Yeah, whose turn is it this time, right?
Yeah, you know, we can't have a whose turn is it this time. Our government is not about anointing the next person and then automatically having them take the space. We have a primary process here. It's supposed to wean out people who aren't good for the party. And quite honestly, party politics at the national and state level has become whose turn is it next, and that's got to stop.
I know. I'm well aware of that. All right. And then finally, when we talk about court cases, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled in favor of President Trump's abortion rules. The federal appeals court said that the new Trump administration rules restricting the use of federal dollars for abortion could, in fact, take effect while the government appeals the decisions that blocked them from doing so to begin with.
And bravo. It's going to the spirit and the letter of the Hyde Amendment, which was passed back, I believe, in the mid-1970s.
I believe so.
That says federal dollars cannot be used to fund abortions unless it's in cases of incest or the mother's life is in danger or rape. And that's reasonable. Yeah, ever since you've had, and they have to, with every budget, they have to reauthorize that bill, which is ridiculous. It should be on the books, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Planned Parenthood has been double dipping forever. They say that they don't use it for abortions, but it frees up money for abortions through the other avenues of finance that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Enough is enough.
Yep. Now, finally, Joe Biden's past is beginning to come back and bite him squarely in the butt. And now some of the things that have been going on with his son and some of the activities his son was involved in are now coming to the surface as well.
Well, everything, they're going to come at him with everything they have. They're also going to come after Bernie Sanders with everything they have. Because even though these people are the old guard in the Democrat Party, the young progressive fascists out there who have the loudest megaphone don't like old white men.
No.
So they are going to be coming after them with pitchforks and torches.
Or old white women like Nancy Pelosi. AOC would rather see anybody else as speaker, I think.
Yeah, but let's remember, this AOC contingent is a very small number of people with gigantic mouths and a very loud bullhorn.
75 out of 245. Okay, we got to go, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the Underground USA podcast. Stay with us because we're coming back with Patrick Hyland. And Patrick Hyland on sports, the insurance quarterback. Got a lot of different things to talk about there, and including the Rays. What's going to happen with the Rays? I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment, what happened shooting down the drone. And this country will not stand for it.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
But it was a very foolish move.
In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland.
The cross was erected in 1925 as a tribute to the 49 local men who gave their lives in World War I. Mike Berry of First Liberty was one of the attorneys involved in this case.
This very much should put an end to attacks on veterans' memorials and other public displays that happen to have some kind of religious imagery.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Freedom Boat Club. You know, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay now has over 400 boats in 24 ports, with a couple more coming. They are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club family of franchises. Over 185 across the country, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. And don't forget, right now you get a special $1,000 discount off the membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, add another $500 to that, you get $1,500 off the one-time membership. And then all you got to do after that is pay the monthly fee. So guess what? Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. All right. We've got the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Who won last night?
In what, sir?
Yeah, I know. I know. I threw that out there just
to see. Not much out, you know, just baseball right now, Captain, as you're well aware of. And the story of the day, even across the country, even though it's in our backyard, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
You know, play half the games in Montreal and half the games here in Tampa. I never heard of such silliness. This isn't Milwaukee to Green Bay when the Packers would play a few games, you know, down there in Milwaukee. I mean, this is, you know, over 2,500 miles of travel. That's silly. I don't get it.
Well, I get it.
It's a wake-up call. Wake-up call for the Rays,
yeah.
Cap.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. But here's the thing. The future of the Tampa Bay Rays, for all of you that are listening to me right now in the Tampa Bay market, is Jeff Fenech. Now, if Jeff Fenech will get involved and figure out how they can get their stadium that they want built in some area down there by the hockey rink, then you got yourself a winner.
Yeah, he's done a great job with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The franchise has done fantastic, and obviously he knows what he's doing.
because the walk up,
come on,
the walk up traffic to that ballpark would be astronomical. Just the walk up traffic,
mm-hmm. And the corporate sponsors would come out more here in Tampa than they would in St. Pete. It is what it is, especially
absolutely.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. And it's just St. Pete's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Don't want to knock it. I think the Trop's a cool place myself, Captain.
It is. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, that's not the type of place they want to watch a ball game, and I can't fault them for it. So it's going to be interesting.
No, and if you're going to build a stadium and you're going to want to play baseball more than half the time down here in Florida, it should have a retractable roof like they do down in the new Miami facility.
Absolutely, Captain. You said it perfectly. Speaking about Jeff Vinnick and the Tampa Bay Lightning,
mm-hmm.
a lot of New York Ranger fans and Marty St. Louis fans here and up in New York, the trade for Ryan Callahan, he's going to retire. The doctors told him that it would be best for him to retire at 34. And, you know, he's had a great career, that kid, and he played well here for us. That trade was good for the timing of both franchises. And just want to say a shout-out to him and wish him.
And how about the hockey awards this week that were given out?
Yeah, that was you know, something else, to say the least, Captain. So
Tampa Bay Lightning cleaned up?
Yeah, they did. It was kind of melancholy because you're looking at that going, man, how did we not at least make the Stanley Cup Finals or win at all? So that was very interesting.
Well, it's apparently, to me now, it's apparent that they peaked way too early. They just lost all the gas in their tank, and when it came time for the first round in the finals, they just didn't have it, so it was what it was. But there's always next year, so we'll see what happens. Now, in baseball, suddenly the New York Yankees are off and running with a 3.5-game lead, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, now they're getting Judge back here after they get Stanton back. And that team is just, it reminds you of the doggone Yankees of the 30s with Ruth and Gehrig. So that's going to be, that team's just going to be very difficult to keep up with, to say the least. But, you know, it's baseball. It's your equalizer, to say the least. And amazingly, Tampa Bay's still hanging in there, being one of the bottom four as far as the salary is concerned.
Now, we've got a great event going on for all the listeners that are out there here in the Tampa Bay area. If you want to drive down here and see something, that all the events are free. We've got the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games, archery, cycling, field events, golf, indoor rowing, powerlifting, shooting, sitting volleyball, swimming, track, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, wheelchair tennis. Now, the headquarters for all of this is going to be the Tampa Convention Center downtown, which is where they'll have a lot of indoor activities going on. But then, of course, they're also using the University of South Florida track, which is up there off Fowler Avenue, right there off Fowler Avenue. They've got a big deal going on there. And then you've got the University of Tampa pool, where they're going to be doing the swimming at, and their cycling will be done down at McDill on the air base, and I believe their shooting will be done down there, too, at their range.
Yeah, Captain, and you and I will be at the Eagles Golf Club tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I'm going to meet you there then and check that out. Talk about inspiration, guys.
Well, I won't be there quite at 8 o'clock. I'll be there about mid-morning because I got to go set up for another event that the station's having up there at Moss Family Chevrolet with the lovely Yvette.
There you go. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Cap. Well, then I'll plan on seeing you later down there. But that's an inspiration to watch guys with one arm play golf in a wheelchair.
Remember how you're going to see me. Remember what I told you. I'm going to show up, ladies and gentlemen, wearing my FDNY T-shirt, which has all been dry cleaned and cleaned up to look pretty. I'm going to have my FDNY hat on because one of the reasons that a lot of those guys and gals got in the situation they got into is because they were going back to respond for the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and that plane that landed that was put down in the field in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to let him know that I'm going to show my fire department connection first, and then, of course, they're going to give me a shirt for my what I'm going to do. The announcing and the up on the stage handing out awards and all that sort of stuff.
That's going to be great. This is a great event.
They said they're going to give me they're going to give me an announcer bag.
There you go. There you go, Captain. That's the way it should be. And you and I both speak for the veterans and anything to do.
Hang on a second. Let's see what's going on here. I'm going to take a call here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Whoop. Well, okay, they went the other way. But if you want to call, call back in the final segment. But anyway, whoever that was. But the thing of it is, Patrick, with sports and with these wounded warriors, you're going to see people that never gave up. I mean, it's been rough. It's been tough. Mm-hmm. PTSD, everything else they have to go through. And by the way, law enforcement and fire and other people go through it too. Victims of crimes, et cetera, et cetera. But they've succeeded to a point to where they're going to show us what their determination allows them to do. And I'm just so humble to be around those kind of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, two other things, Captain, real quick. You know, I spoke about it on the show with you last week when David Ortiz was shot. I said, you know what, Captain, that wasn't a robbery.
No.
That was a mistaken identity of somebody trying to hurt somebody else. Either, mm-hmm. you know, kill them or wound them or send a message. And lo and behold, I was right. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, he wears the fancy chains and jewelries. He's a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And late at night, you know, mistaken identity, and the poor guy, thank God he lived, and he's fighting back, so one shout out there. We also spoke about the NBA draft last week, and I told you that number 4 pick that the Pelicans got from the Lakers, they were going to probably get rid of that and get some value, and they did, the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, you have a lot of listeners up there in Atlanta, Captain.
Sure do.
And they're big Hawk fans.
Damn, 920
there.
The answer up there.
There you go. And they're big fans up there. They're happy that they got a pick there. And last but not least, you have the Sonoma race this Sunday. They're going to start it at 3 o'clock, Captain. So that'll be a lot of fun for people to watch that this Sunday.
Tell us about what you do.
I help out people with their insurances, Captain, you know, from the veterans to people just retiring, people that are looking to figure out the maze of health insurance. I have connections with homeowners and car insurance, too, Captain. I mean, if you need anything in the way of insurance, you need any advice on Social Security, Medicare, give me a call, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Captain, only one out of 8 people have somebody advising them on their insurances and finances, and there's no reason to go on it alone. There's no fee for me, no service fees. Most people, there isn't. Some charge a fee, and that's fine, but I get compensated by the insurance carriers for helping you out to get out products that they market. And it doesn't cost you anything a lot of times, as you're well aware of, Captain, or the money you're spending right now on policies. We can transfer that to another policy and get you more value. So I'm all about the value. I'm all about the helping out. And I do what I can. I helped out a veteran yesterday, Captain.
Phone number again, please.
813-966-1052, and I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million. And check the Captain and I out today from 5:30 to 6. The show starts at 5 here on 1380. Thank you, Captain.
All right, that's our friend Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and we'll be right back with the final segment of the show. And oh, by the way, your beach and boating forecast coming right up, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Well, hey, ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Stay tuned for more of the continuing adventures of Melvin in his bass boat as he tries to conquer the world of fishing, water skiing, and just plain having fun in a boat. By the way, speaking of boats, this is the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, largest franchise in the national system of 185 locations. Now, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay today, it'll be mostly dry and hot. There's a slight possibility of rain, but not till later. This morning we'll start out with some smooth seas in the bay and in the Gulf. And we've got the water temperature and the outdoor temperatures 80 degrees plus right now. Now let me tell you,
the water temperature in the Gulf is 88 degrees, and the water temperature in the Bay is 87 degrees. Just bring the soap with you and be prepared to take your bath in the water, if you know what I mean. And the seas are 1 to 2 feet today, going to be pretty much smooth for the most part. And there'll be a high tide at 7:13 a.m. Low tide will be coming at 9:51 a.m. today. And our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. That's Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. And don't forget, over 400 boats in this franchise that's right here. And if they don't have a boat that works for you, then you're in the wrong place, because you don't need to own a boat anymore. And by the way, trailering the boats, cleaning the boats, repairing the boats, licensing the trailers, backing in and out, all that stuff, all that time that you took, don't need to worry about it anymore. Now, you can just load up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water as a Freedom Boat Club member. When you come back, you just hand them the keys, walk away, and you're done. And your membership also will give you reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system all across the country. Now, remember, you can call them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. Or you can also go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is John. This is northbound on I-75 at mile marker 211.
Okay.
Just north of Fruitville, a bunch of your first responders are trying to pull somebody out of the woods. The vehicle looks like it rolled over and went deep into the woods over there.
211, I-75 northbound, you said?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of vehicles there.
Okay.
First responders.
Backed up pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really backed up, not much traffic yet.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. All right, thank you. And that, of course, is what happens on live radio. You get reports like that, and we certainly do appreciate being able to get a report like that, because that's what our listeners are all about. You're our eyes and ears out there in the highways and byways, and thanks a lot, John, for that report. And, of course, that's what we do with our national report when it comes to the truckers, because I can tell you, and I'll just take a brief look over here at that while I'm talking about the truckers. You've got a tremendous hot day ahead of you if you're anywheres from I-35, the Texas-Oklahoma line, straight south to the bottom of I-35, I-45 down to Laredo, Houston over to Galveston. Goodness sakes, the temperatures today, the actual temperatures will be 100 to 105. There may be down along the Mexican border some 110-degree temperatures, actual temperatures. Now, that's not like what I told you about down in the southern part of Florida, where you'd have heat index temperatures between 105 and 110. This is the actual temperature, not even talking about the heat index on top of that, which would be unbearable. And then, in the mountains out there tonight, a snowstorm has developed in Montana. Now, last hour to this hour, we have more snow in the higher elevations in Montana. They're talking 6 to 12 inches. 4th of July pass up on 990. I know you guys probably, most of you aren't carrying change right now, but guess what? You're going to have a problem going over I-90 through 4th of July, so be careful there. You've also got some cold weather, freezing freeze warnings, eastern Nevada tonight. And south central Oregon, you've got some fire watches, advisories in the Sacramento Valley of California, the eastern part east of Flagstaff, Arizona, out to the desert with the Navajo Indian Reservation, and in New Mexico, out of Alamogordo up into Ruidoso over to that area, you've got that situation there too. All righty. Very quickly, got time for one more call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, Captain. I just wanted to tell you, oil refinery exploded, I think.
Oh, that's right. I just saw that. And
yeah,
it was.
Mentioned that.
Where is that? Pennsylvania?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, southwest Pennsylvania. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we've got an oil refinery that just did catch fire in the southwestern part of Pennsylvania. I'm not sure whose refinery it is, but obviously anytime that happens, that has an immediate effect on the price of oil. We'll see what that is. I'm going to say, because it's Pennsylvania, it might be Sunoco, but I don't know that for sure, so I'm not positive. So we'll just wait and see, but you'll find out about that, I'm sure, as the day progresses. Now, also, not to be forgotten about, our wounded warrior, our SOCOM warrior games here for the Wounded Warriors. They've got the preliminary starting out today in golf. That's what they'll be doing today from 8 to 4 at the Eagles Golf Course over there in Odessa. Now, tomorrow, I will be at the Eagles Golf Course in Odessa. I'll be there on the afternoon for the award ceremonies. I'll be there around the award platform, they're telling me, and I'll be doing some event announcing as well there. So if you want to come out and say howdy, howdy, that's where I'll be tomorrow. But then during the course of the next week, as they start to move out, they'll be at the field events for the track and whatnot, University of South Florida, off Fowler. They'll be there. Wheelchair tennis will also be held at the University of South Florida. The cycling time trials will be held on Bayshore Boulevard before they wind up going to McDill to run that there as well. And also you're going to have archery, power lifting, wheelchair basketball. All of that will be done at the Tampa Convention Center. Indoor rowing, also a cycling road race, which is going to be held at MacDill Air Base next Wednesday. I'll be there for that. And basically, if you don't see me at the Tampa Convention Center, it's because I'm at one of the events, and I'll try to let you know where I'm going to be and what I'll be doing. But basically, you'll hear me. You may not see me, but you'll hear me because I'll be doing a lot of announcing as the like the PA guy. Okay, before I get to this final phone call I'm going to take here in a minute, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, McIntosh. Don't forget to stop there. See all the great things they got, their blinds, shades, shutters, all made in the U.S. of A. And, of course, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You got about 30 seconds.
All right, boss. This is Todd in Tampa, and I just want to say, Donald, congratulations for kicking off your campaign in Orlando, Florida. I just want to give all the praise and all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, who took...
All right, and I thank you very much. And he got caught up by the computer, and sorry about that. It is what it is. And... that's what happens. I'm up against the clock, and when I'm up against the clock, I can't do anything about it. Now, keep in mind that tonight will be the weekend show. I'll have a little bit more information for you about what's going on out there in the great world in which we live in. We may have more information about what happened with Iran. And again, we the people. It's all about we the people here on this program. And don't forget it for a second, because we won't forget it, and we don't forget it. And we appreciate the fact that it's because of you, you folks that are listening to this program, that we are able to remain on the air. So I will be back tonight, and I'll see you all this weekend, those of you that can't hear the weekend show, at the golf course, Eagles Golf Course over there in Odessa. That's where I'll be for the SOCOM Golf Tournament. Alrighty, shall return tonight. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.